Nevada lawmakers are trying to figure out solutions to the opioid epidemic. Reno Public Radio's On Gray checks in with Michelle Rindels, a political reporter for the Nevada Independent, to learn what legislative steps have been taken.
This fall, Governor Brian Sandoval, he convened a task force to tackle the opioid epidemic here in Nevada. And then the year before that, he hosted a drug summit. What are the main issues the state has been addressing?
Well, the state has an elevated rate of, first of all, prescriptions. So doctors are prescribing at a higher rate than the national average. And we just have a higher rate of mortality than other states. So Governor Brian Sandoval was really interested in working on this issue in a variety of different ways, ranging from better tracking to get a better hold on how big the problem is and where the hot spots are, but also to try to increase access to treatment. You know, Nevada has an issue with mental health professionals. We have a shortage of everything from psychiatrists to counselors, so it can be sometimes difficult for people to access the services that they need.
And then you mentioned tracking, Michelle. There have been new laws passed which require healthcare providers to report to the state whenever they encounter an overdose or a suspected overdose case. Can you explain why it's important for the state to track that type of information?
Yeah, so the new rule requires that healthcare providers of various types report when they see someone that's experiencing an overdose. That's a key part of being able to get a handle on what the problem is, because sometimes reporting is not the best, and someone might categorize something in a hospital as an overdose and someone might not. So you don't always have the best idea. Another important part of it was getting coroners to report this stuff to the state when they encountered an opioid overdose, just so the state has more accurate information. And you actually see differences in the numbers that the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control at the federal level, report about Nevada's problem and what Nevada itself reports about the problem. So there's just different data, and the state wants to really fine-tune its system so it has the data it needs to really find where the source of the problem is.
The reason why it's so important to get accurate information is then the state will know how much funding they might need or how big the problem is and what are some of the need areas, right?
Yeah, and you see issues with lack of data. One example that I wrote about was an effort to get naloxone, which is an opioid overdose reversal drug, out to rural communities. And they estimated they would need 500 doses of this to hand out to EMTs in rural areas. And then they find that only 5 of those had been used over the course of about a year. So their data was off in who was going to be encountering people experiencing an overdose. And so they really overbought this drug and maybe didn't get it to the right people.
And then how about this other law, SB 459, the state's prescription monitoring program? How does that help to curb the abuse of prescription medication?
So the state has had this database for 20 years where it tracks opioid prescriptions. And the function so far has been to look at this, cross-check when someone gets an opioid prescription so they haven't been getting opioid prescriptions from 5 other doctors in the past week. It really tries to curb a practice that's known as doctor shopping, where people try to get a friendly doctor who would write them a prescription, and that would fuel their addiction. Now, what the law is going to be used is also on the other end of this calculation. Boards that license the doctors are going to be more closely monitoring this prescription drug database and seeing if there are doctors that have an unusually high level of opiate prescriptions, and then follow up on that and see what's driving that. Maybe it's just that they're in an area where they're dealing with a lot of folks that have recently had surgeries or are elderly or something like that. But maybe it is a case where someone is prescribing more than they should.
That was our reporter On Gray speaking with Michelle Rindels, a political reporter for the Nevada Independent.